Hello, everyone, and welcome into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. I'm the National NBA reporter, Phoenix Suns beat writer, and local gambling insider for BasketballNews.com. We're here with you today on a Wednesday afternoon. We've got a great slate of NBA action today. As always, I want to remind you about our sponsor of today's show, which is Prize Picks. Prize Picks, the easy way to play daily fantasy. It's daily fantasy simplified. Pick 2 to 5 players and an over under projections. You can bet 10 times on any entry. It's just you versus the projected numbers. So we appreciate Prize Picks, as always, for sponsoring Nothing But Bets and BasketballNews.com. But let's go ahead and dive into the action today for a great Wednesday slate in the association. In our first game up here, the Charlotte Hornets hosting the New York Knicks. The Hornets are 8-point favorites today over the Knicks in Charlotte. I think this one's going to be a blowout win in favor of Charlotte. I think Charlotte's the better offensive team, the more consistent team, the more athletic team. I think in the end there, we see the Hornets kind of run through this Knicks team who is so inconsistent. I think the Hornets win by 10-plus points tonight, so we're getting great value on the spread here. So let's go ahead and lock in Hornets minus 8 and the following power play on Prize Picks. So I love here on the board, R.J. Barrett over on his point total. Check out a lot of shots here. R.J. Barrett over 26.5 points. I also like here as well Miles Bridges over on his point total, which is at 18.5 points. And then let's go over now to assist. I like LaMelo Ball over on his assist totals tonight. LaMelo Ball checks in for his over-under at 7 assists. I do believe he will go over there. And then let's go over to rebounds. I do like as well Mitchell Robinson over on his rebound total, which is at 9.5 rebounds. So here's our four-leg power play, 20 back $1,000 and $100 bet. R.J. Barrett over 26.5 points. Miles Bridges over 18.5 points. Mitchell Robinson over 9.5 rebounds, and LaMelo Ball over 7 assists. We're going to take that as well as the Hornets to win and cover the 8-point spread over the Knicks. Next up on the board, the Atlanta Hawks at the Detroit Pistons. The Hawks are 4.5-point favorites today on the road to Detroit. Trae Young went off last night, and I think Trae Young is going to go off again tonight. I think Trae Young is making a statement right now in the Eastern Conference, carrying this Hawks team to a playoff position. I think Trae Young is going to go nuclear tonight on the back-to-back against the Pistons. So let's lock in a big Trae Young game and a best bet of the day here, the Hawks to cover the 4.5-point spread. So Hawks minus 4.5. And now let's go over to Prize Picks and lock in our power play for this game. Trae Young over 28.5 points is an easy one for me. And Cade Cunningham over on his point total at 20.5 points. Let's also go over to two rebound props I like here on the board, Clint Capela and Isaiah Stewart. Clint Capela checks in at 11 rebounds and Isaiah Stewart at 8.5 rebounds. So here's our four-leg power play, 20 back $1,000. Trae Young over 28.5 points. Cade Cunningham over 20.5 points. Clint Capela over 11 rebounds and Isaiah Stewart over 8.5 rebounds. We're going to take that as well as the Hawks to win and cover the 4.5-point spread over the Pistons. Next up on the board, we have the Indiana Pacers hosting the Sacramento Kings. The Pacers are 4.5-point favorites today over the Kings. No De'Aaron Fox, no Domantas Sabonis in his return to Indiana. I think we see Tyrese Haliburton, the Pacers, get a big win tonight over the very shorthanded Kings. So let's go ahead and lock in Pacers minus 4.5 and the following power play over on Prize Picks. So going over to the matchups here over on Prize Picks for our player props. And the one that I love here the most is Davion Mitchell over on his point total. Davion Mitchell checks in at 18.5 points. Was very impressed when I watched him earlier this week against the Phoenix Suns. I think he's been carrying more of a scoring load recently with no De'Aaron Fox. So I like Davion Mitchell over on his point total tonight. And I also like, as well, Harrison Barnes over on his point total, which is at 18.5 points. I think Barnes and Mitchell carried the scoring load for the Kings tonight without Sabonis and Fox. And there are currently no Pacers props on the board here, but I do love Tyrese Haliburton over on his assist total, and I like Buddy Hield over on his point total tonight. So our two power play options we have currently on the board here, Davion Mitchell and Harrison Barnes over 18.5 points. We're going to lock in here Pacers minus 4.5 over the Kings. Now let's go over here to our next game, the Brooklyn Nets at the Memphis Grizzlies. The Nets are 1-point favorites today over the Grizzlies. I think it's going to be a game where Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant both go off. And in the end, I think we see the Nets get a very big win over a surging Grizzlies team. So let's go ahead and lock in Nets minus 1 and the following power play on Prize Picks. So I love here two props on the board, Kevin Durant over 28.5 points and Kyrie Irving over 26.5 points. I also like here as well going over to assists and rebounds. I like Tyus Jones over on his assist total. Tyus Jones here checks in, let's see, at 7 assists. I think he will go over there. And then let's also go over to rebounds. I like Steven Adams over on his rebound total. Steven Adams checks in at 10 rebounds. So here's our four-leg power play, 20 back $1,000. Kevin Durant over 28.5 points. Kyrie Irving over 26.5 points, Steven Adams over 10 rebounds, and Tyus Jones over 7 assists. We're going to take that as well as the Nets to get a big win tonight and cover the 1-point spread on the road in Memphis. Next up, we have the Boston Celtics hosting the Utah Jazz. The Celtics are 5-point favorites today against the Jazz in Boston. I've been waffling back and forth on this one. I actually don't know where to go here, but I'm going to lean in favor of the home team and the Boston Celtics. I think Robert Williams will go toe-to-toe with Rudy Gobert and do well. I think we see Jalen Brown and Derek White contain Donovan Mitchell a little bit, and Jason Tatum goes off in the scoring department here. So I feel like I was waffling back and forth on this one throughout the day, but in the end, I'm going to go with the home team, the hotter team, and the Boston Celtics. So let's go ahead and lock in Celtics -5 over the Jazz and the following power play on Prize Picks. So look at the board here for this matchup. I love a couple of props here, and it's going to be Jason Tatum and Donovan Mitchell over on their point total. Jason Tatum checks in at 29.5 points, and Donovan Mitchell checks in at 26.5 points. Let's also go over now to another point prop here. I like Jaylen Brown stepping up alongside Jason Tatum. I like Jaylen Brown over 23.5 points. And then let's go over to rebounds here. I like Rudy Gobert over on his rebound total. Gobert checks in here, it looks like, at 12.5 rebounds. I agree to Gobert to go over there as well. So here's our four-leg power play, 20 back $1,000 and $100 bet. Jason Tatum over 29.5 points. Donovan Mitchell over 26.5 points. Jaylen Brown over 23.5 points. And Rudy Gobert over 12.5 rebounds. We're going to take that as well as the Celtics to win and cover the 5-point spread over the Utah Jazz. Next up on the board here, the Miami Heat hosting the Golden State Warriors. The Heat are 9.5-point favorites today over the Warriors. Golden State's in a huge funk right now. Stephen Curry is out. Klay Thompson's not been doing too well. Draymond Green's not been doing too well. Neither is Jordan Poole. I think this Heat team is going to blitz the Stephen Curry-less Warriors and really not make it much of a game. I think the Heat roll in this one. They're getting great value on the spread. I think they win by double digits. So let's go ahead and take Heat -9.5 and the following power play on Prize Picks. Look at the board here for this matchup. Currently no Heat props on the board here from the Warriors' side. I do like Jordan Poole over on his point total. Chuck up a lot of shots tonight. Jordan Poole at 24.5 points. And I also like here as well, Andrew Wiggins, same thing. His point total over at 17.5. Currently, there are no Heat props on the board here, but I think Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, and Tyler Hero will all have big games tonight for the Heat. In the end, though, we are going to take the Heat to win and cover the 9.5-point spread over the Golden State Warriors. Next up on the board here with the Phoenix Suns at the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Suns are 1-point favorites today over the Timberwolves. I think it's going to be a great game, very back and forth. Two teams that are very much in the thick of it in the Western Conference. Minnesota's been hot since January. Phoenix has been hot all season long. In the end here, I think we're going to see a very impressive showing from Devin Booker and the Phoenix Suns and win this game. I'm going to take Suns -1 as a best bet of the day and the following power play on Prize Picks. So I love here on the board, Devin Booker over on his point total at 28.5 points. And I also like here as well, DeAndre Ayton to go over on his rebound total. DeAndre Ayton checks in here. Let's see. Ayton is at 9.5 rebounds. I think he does get at least 10 tonight. So we're going to lock in Devin Booker over 28.5 points and DeAndre Ayton over 9.5 rebounds. Currently, there are no Timberwolves props on the board, but I think Karl-Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards will both have great showings tonight. But in the end, we're going to go with the Phoenix Suns, the best bet of the day here on the Nothing But Bets on a Wednesday, to win and cover the 1-point spread over the Minnesota Timberwolves. Next up on the board, we have the Orlando Magic at the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Magic are 2-point favorites today over the Thunder in OKC. Very intriguing match between two tanking teams, two very young and inexperienced teams as well. I was waffling back and forth on this one as well, just thinking exactly what direction I want to go with this one because it's difficult. I mean, two very inexperienced tanking teams, but I'm going to go against the formula we've done all season long here. I don't think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is playing tonight for the Thunder. I don't think Josh Giddey is either. The Thunder are in full-on tank mode. So I think the Magic pick up a win on the back-to-back here. They beat the Warriors last night. They'll carry that momentum over to an impressive win today on the road in Oklahoma City. So let's go ahead and take Magic -2. And over on Prize Picks, there's currently no props available for this game for Magic versus Thunder. But a couple of names I do like here from the Magic side that I think will have big games, Wendell Carter Jr. and Franz Wagner. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and lock in Magic -2 and go on to our next game here, the Dallas Mavericks hosting the Houston Rockets. The Mavericks are 10-point favorites over the Rockets today. I think we see Luka Doncic and the Mavericks comfortably win this game. I think the spread is around the money there as well. So let's lock in Mavericks -10 with a big game from Luka Doncic and the following power play on Prize Picks. So look at the board here for this matchup. I do love, it looks like Luka Doncic's props currently are not on the board, but even still, we can still make a great power play about Luka Doncic, and it's going to be as follows. Jalen Brunson, over 19.5 points. Jalen Green, over 15.5 points. Spencer Dinwiddie, over 20.5 points. And Christian Wood, over 17.5 points. All four point props here, but I think all four will go over in what should be a very fast-paced, high-scoring game. So here's our four-leg power play for Mavericks versus Rockets. Spencer Dinwiddie, over 20.5 points. Jalen Brunson, over 19.5 points. Christian Wood, over 17.5 points. And Jalen Green, over 15.5 points. We're going to take that and lock in Mavericks minus 10 over the Rockets and move on to our next game here. The San Antonio Spurs at the Portland Trail Blazers. The Spurs are 9-point favorites today over the Blazers. This Blazers team is in full-on tank mode. It's really a G League team on the floor right now. It's incredible how much lack of talent Portland has on their roster right now, trading away all their veterans. Damian Lillard's out with injury. Anthony Simons is out with injury. CJ McCollum, they've all been traded. Pretty incredible how the overturn of the roster has been for Portland as they are in full-on tank mode. Expect more of the same tonight with a Portland Trailblazers loss and a cover from the San Antonio Spurs here. So we're going to take the feisty Spurs to win and cover the 9 points spread on the road in Portland. Now let's go over to Prize Picks and lock in our power play for this game. And look at the board here for this matchup. I think DeJounte Murray is going to have a monster game tonight against this tanking team. More often than not, I go with rebounds or assists with DeJounte Murray, but I think he's going to have a monster game in the scoring department tonight to kind of flex his muscles a little bit. So let's take DeJounte Murray over 24.5 points. I also like here as well going over two rebounds. I think we see two rebound props go over here for both sides. So for rebounds, Jakob Poeltl and a former San Antonio Spurs big man, Drew Eubanks. We're going to take both to go over here. Jakob Poeltl over 9 rebounds and Drew Eubanks over 9 rebounds. And let's also go back over to points here and lock in one more Blazers prop that I like for this one. And it's going to be Brandon Williams over 18.5 points. Chuck up a lot of shots here for Portland. So here's our four-leg power play, 20 back $1,000 and $100 bet. DeJounte Murray over 24.5 points. Brandon Williams over 18.5 points. Jakob Poeltl over 9 rebounds, and Drew Eubanks over 9 rebounds. We're going to take that as well as the Spurs to win and cover the 9-point spread over the Trailblazers. Next up on the board in our final game of the night here, the Philadelphia 76ers at the Los Angeles Lakers. The Sixers are 10-point favorites today over the Lakers in Hollywood. I think this could be a blowout win in favor of Philadelphia. The Lakers are absolutely embarrassing to watch outside LeBron James. I think Joel Embiid and James Harden go off tonight. I think LeBron James is contained a little bit, but no one else outside of LeBron steps up here. So we're going to take the Sixers with an easy win by double digits. So let's lock in Sixers minus 10 and the following power play on Prize Picks. So look at the board here for this matchup. I love Joel Embiid over on his point total. Embiid is at 31.5 points. And I think James Harden as well is going to have a big game in the facilitation department and scoring department as this dynamic duo really shreds through the Lakers. So we're going to take James Harden over on his point total as well, which is at 22.5 points. Currently, there are no Lakers props on the board here, but as I mentioned, I do like LeBron James over on his point total as he goes for the scoring title. Maybe Russell Westbrook as well chucks up a lot of shots in this one, but this game's not going to be close. I think it's a best bet of the day for me. I think the Sixers behind Embiid and Harden really just terrorize this Lakers team. That's awful to watch. So let's lock in Sixers minus 10 in our two favorite plays of the day. Joel Embiid over 31.5 points and James Harden over 22.5 points. So wrap up the show here as we always do here on Nothing But Bets. Let's go over my picks against the spread, and it is as follows. Hornets minus 8 over the Knicks. Hawks minus 5 over the Pistons. Pacers minus 4.5 over the Kings. Nets minus 1 over the Grizzlies. Celtics minus 5 over the Jazz. Heat minus 9.5 over the Warriors. Suns minus 1 over the Timberwolves. Magic minus 2 over the Thunder. Mavericks minus 10 over the Rockets. Spurs minus 9 over the Trailblazers. And Sixers minus 10 over the Lakers. So now let's go back over to Prize Picks and lock in our Prize Picks super power play by Nothing But Bets and BasketballNews.com. I think this one has a very good chance of hitting tonight. So let's go through the board here and find our favorite props for this one. Trae Young is one of my favorite ones of the day. I think Trae Young is going to go off tonight. So we're going to take Trae Young over 28.5 points against the Pistons. I also like here as well Kyrie Irving over on his point total. Kyrie Irving's been going off when he's playing as a part-time player because of his unvaccinated status. I think Kyrie Irving was going to go off tonight against his Grizzlies team. So let's lock in Kyrie Irving over 26.5 points. Let's also now go over to a couple more props that I like for this one. And it is going to be, let's see here, looking through it, Joel Embiid. Yeah, Joel Embiid, I think, is going to have a dominant night for Philadelphia against the Lakers. So we're going to take Joel Embiid over 31.5 points. And then as well, let's wrap this thing up here with one more prop on the board. and it's going to be another point prop. I think we see Devin Booker carry the Suns team to an impressive win over a surging Timberwolves team. I like Devin Booker to go over on his point total as well, as he carries the Suns potentially for the last time without Chris Paul in the lineup. There are some rumors saying Chris Paul could be back early next week, so that's something to monitor there. So Devin Booker, I think, is going to go off and carry the Suns team tonight to an impressive win over the Timberwolves. So let's lock in Devin Booker over 28.5 points. So here's our Prize Picks Super Power Play powered by BasketballNews.com and Nothing But Bets, and it is as follows. Joel Embiid over 31.5 points against the Lakers. Trae Young over 28.5 points against the Pistons. Devin Booker over 28.5 points against the Timberwolves. And Kyrie Irving over 26.5 points against the Grizzlies. So appreciate everyone listening, and as always, to Nothing But Bets with you guys every single day to give you the NBA betting edge for a tip-off. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. And also, make sure you get involved with us. We're with you guys every single day, written and audio, to give you the best betting platform possible. In the meantime, make sure you lock in those bets for a great Wednesday slate in the association, and happy betting to you.